This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of our top leaders here in the South Florida area. Well, listeners, as always, I always have somebody good coming on. And today is no different. I happen to have Keely Gideon Taylor, who is the president of board of directors of the Palm Beach Black Chamber of Commerce. And she is going to tell us why we should be joining and what we can do to make things happen. So, Keely, I know you. Can you explain to my listeners where your background is?
First of all, hi, David, and thank you for having me today. So, I've been here in Florida 22 years. I am not a native. I married a Floridian who brought me here after growing up in the military and then marrying military. I've traveled across the world. I did go to high school in the USA. But again, I've been here 22 years. Florida's been very good to me. But I do enjoy the change of season. So I do try to return to the Midwest at least twice a year.
Now, you say from the Midwest, is that Detroit or is that?
I went to high school in Ohio.
Okay. The Ohio State team. Well, thank you for sharing. So, Keely, help me understand, how did you get it in business in the chamber?
Well, I joined the chamber over about 15 years ago, along with my company. And at the time, I wasn't very familiar with the Black Chamber, and I was invited by a friend to attend a meeting. And so what I saw is that, the chamber wasn't, the Black Chamber wasn't on the tongues of our business people and even some of our corporate people, because it was a little known gem. And so in my role with community relations, I wanted to help bring better awareness to the Black Chamber and share the work that they were doing, and also to help the members get some of the fair shakes that some of their neighboring members were getting. So that was kind of my introduction to the chamber. And so I've worked alongside the board and our members for all of those years, trying to bring better awareness and trying to bring fairness to the opportunities that are available to our businesses in Palm Beach County.
Thank you for sharing that. So how do you feel it's coming along? Are we getting the word out? Are you growing? Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
We are getting the word out. We celebrated 20 years just over a year ago. And so that was a great milestone. Of course, with any organization, there's always room to grow. But our membership is steadily increasing. So we're thankful for that. So that means that more businesses and business leaders are hearing about the chamber. They're aware of us, and we are, we are on the tongues of the community. So we are forging our way. We've got some corporate partners. Those are major companies and municipalities that believe in our mission, and they have agreed to pledge their resources. So the word is getting out, and we are steadily growing.
So what is your vision for the chamber?
Well, my vision is that, of course, membership will continue to grow, and that we will be able to be bigger and better, and that, we will, I'm big on collaborations, because I know that by pulling resources, that the opportunities for both entities is stronger. So I believe that we will have, we will engage in more collaborations with some of our bigger corporate partners in our municipalities. In Palm Beach County, we have 39 municipalities. Several of them are members, and we're doing business with them. However, we'd like to grow that number, because we'd like to be doing business with all 39 of our municipalities. So that's my vision, that we will grow and be able to pull in more of our municipalities, because we serve all of Palm Beach County. So, our members span from east to west, and then from north to south of Palm Beach County. So we want to grow those relationships.
Well, I know thank you for sharing that. I know that the name may be deceiving when you talk about Palm Beach Black Chamber of Commerce. Are this only exclusive to Black businesses, or are you open to everybody?
I'm glad you asked. We are open to everyone. And so a business or company doesn't have to be Black owned to be a member of the Black Chamber. But what you do have to do is believe in our mission to support the economic interest of Black and minority businesses through advocacy, education, information sharing, and resource brokering. So you have to believe in the opportunity to grow the success of Black and minority-owned businesses. But you do not have to be a Black-owned business to be a part of our team. And we do have members. We have corporate members that believe in our mission and have pledged those resources.
Thank you. I think that's very important for my listeners to know that you are opening up the doors to make things happen. Now I'm going to digress a little bit. I'm still staying on course. You had an award ceremony during Black History Month called the Ascension Awards. Can you please elaborate on the Ascension Awards and how it works?
Yes. The Ascension Awards, actually this year, we celebrated the 13th year of Ascension. And so it's, in a nutshell, it is our form of business awards where we honor the best in Palm Beach County business members, small business, emerging business, distinguished business professionals, and corporations that have ascended to greatness in their specific industry. Since its inception, we have honored over 70 businesses and business professionals with the Ascension Award. So it's a time when all of our members come out and we celebrate the work of our members. I mean, we've got members this year, we honored several within the medical services and professional services. We have members that span the gamut from financial services, catering, restaurants, as I said, medical services, consulting, construction. So our members, are the extreme in terms of what they do. And so we want to help them grow and we want to help them get recognition. So Ascension Awards, and it's always a great time. And we see a lot of our members that we may not see throughout the year come out and celebrate their fellow business.
Now, you picked Black History Month to do that. Any reason why, or was it just convenience?
Well, Ascension originally started out in November towards the end of the year, and then we did move to February several years ago to celebrate Black History Month. But Ascension could be held any time of the year, but it is an opportunity. This year, it was towards the end of the month. And so we didn't close out the month because we do have another big event in the month of February that typically closes out the month of celebrations, but it is included in our month long Black History Month celebrations.
Now, do the awards change? I know that a couple of years ago, you had different categories. How many categories do you lock it out at? Is it five or is it four? Or is it just how many people you think you can get in?
No, it's very purposeful. Actually, our team is looking at the nomination process in the summer, and in the fall, we do a call for nomination. So we celebrate six categories. We celebrate the emerging business for businesses that have been in operation under 5 years, distinguished businesses, of course, those that have been in business a little bit longer. We've got the young professional, those leaders that are under 40. We had the corporation of the year. So those, of course, are the larger, bigger corporate entities. We've got the Dickey Sykes Social Justice Award, which is named in honor of Dickey Sykes, a longtime board member that lost her life, but was a staunch advocate of social justice and advocacy. And so what's that? That's four that I named. And then we've got the nonprofit and public sector, because we know that our nonprofits are doing some great work. And then in that category, also, we honor our municipal partners if they are so nominated.
Now, I want to make sure I get this right. I know you said you're branching out to other communities here in Palm Beach County. Did you see a big turnout from some of these other communities at the Ascension Awards?
I wouldn't say a big turnout, but we did see a turnout from some of our municipal partners that we have not seen. And I think we will continue to cultivate those relationships so that they join us throughout the year. But yes, Ascension is a time when everyone comes out. So we do see a big intake. And plus, it's a party. So mm-hmm. who doesn't like to come out and celebrate and dance and celebrate their friends and their business partners? So, yeah, we will continue to cultivate those relationships so that there are those communities and municipal partners will support us throughout the year. And we're making some inroads with that. So it's all about cultivation. And I say that because in the community relations space, we know that to build a relationship, you have to cultivate it over time. And then it grows. You know, everything that we cultivate grows into bigger and better.
Well, as you know, there's a lot of chambers that people can join. Why should we join the Palm Beach Black Chamber of Commerce? Is there anything that you're doing different, unlike other chambers, that I can say, hey, I can get more bang for my dollars?
Well, I think what we're doing differently, we are focused on the minority business owner. So we know that sometimes throughout the regular course, some of those business owners may not have access or they may not have those opportunities that some of their neighbors may have. So we're working with our corporate partners, we're working with our municipalities to ensure that our members have those opportunities. For instance, access to capital may be a challenge. So we are working with entities and we've got some great financial institution partners that are dedicated to making sure that our members get access to capital and they have those opportunities in terms of, some of our businesses that want to be certified to do business with the school district or do business with the county or with different municipalities. We are making sure that they're able to have access to those certification programs and workshops so that they can become certified and do business with those with those industries. Also, some opportunities that may come through the Black Chamber may not be available through the other chambers. So, you know, in Palm Beach County, it's a large county. There are lots of chambers, and we never say to our members, don't join the chambers in that, in the area, geographic area that your business is located, because we don't want to say it's ours or none, but we do want to say that, you know, we are definitely focused specifically on the challenges that can be faced by our minority-owned business members.
Now, you indicated you like to do a lot of collaboration. Are you collaborating with other chambers or other organizations outside of the scope of where you're currently working?
Absolutely. Well, when you say outside of where we're currently working, what do you mean?
Oh, like Broward County, like Dade County.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we absolutely are. In fact, Palm Beach County, the Black Chamber of Commerce of Palm Beach County is a member of the Florida Association of Black Chambers. I believe there's 16 members within that organization. So we meet with them regularly and we're collaborating on, sharing opportunities so that we can, share the and share in the resources, specifically with the Broward County and Miami-Dade, we have a strong collaboration. In fact, each year we celebrate National Black Business Month with an event that brings all three chamber members together to celebrate that. But just recently, we went to the Capitol. So it's a collaboration with the Florida Association of Black Chambers. And we were advocating on behalf of our members at the Capitol. And that's something that our chamber has done for 4 years in association with our neighboring chambers throughout the state of Florida.
So did they get anything out of it? I mean, what did you bring back so that our members can take advantage of?
Well, I would say as you know, session has been extended. But we were able to meet with several legislators we had some legislators come and talk to the group. And then specifically Palm Beach County, we met with our legislators. And so I would say that they know who we are. They know our mission. And I think, that they will definitely advocate on our behalf. But we'll be holding a legislative update after session ends so that we can, get it from the horse's mouth, if you will, what's to be. But certainly I think our members need to know that beyond the municipality, that we are definitely taking our message and taking their concerns to our legislators.
Thank you for sharing. I think that's very critical. So now as a member, do I get access to doing virtual? Do you do virtual events? Do you do virtual trainings?
We do. So we have a calendar of events listed on our website, blackchamberpbc.com. We do virtual events, and we also do in-person events. And so we're building out our calendar. We've got some financial literacy workshops coming up towards in the third quarter. As I mentioned, we've got our legislative update coming up. We've got a great Ask an Expert series coming up, storytelling. So there are a host of events that we have coming up with our partners and hosted with the chamber. And we've also have a young professionals arm of the Black Chamber, which is very active in the community. And so they are doing some events there. And so our members and your listeners can see all of our events on our calendar of events on the website, blackchamberpbc.com.
You took my thunder. I was going to tell you, can you please tell my folks where they can find your chamber and information? Thank you for sharing the fact that you're working with our young people, because I think it's important that they understand that business is not just business. You know, it's inside, it's information that you can share with them. And now I'm going to ask a technology question. I know I may get some pushback from it, but I'm going to ask anyway. And that is AI and cybersecurity. What is your organization's plan on that? What is the overall strategy? Are you going to have workshops on this? Where do you see that going, Madam President?
Well, we've had one workshop on that, but that's a great question. I don't have a full answer. And so I guess the best answer I can say is yes, we will continue to look at AI, and we need to share with our members, because AI is here. It's not coming. It's here. And so, that is something that we need to put on our calendar so that we can share with our members.
So I knew this would happen. The time is, we had so much fun, and I just was going through, and I just got the hook to sit down and give you the opportunity to tell us how you can be contacted. How can one get in contact with you, the chamber? Oh, okay. And others. So please let me know.
Okay. Well, at the chamber, they can, as I mentioned, our website is blackchamberpbc.com. They can contact our chamber at info@blackchamberpbc.com. Of course, we have someone monitoring that email, and then they can, direct that to the right individual. They can contact us there. We do have a storefront office that visitors can make an appointment to visit the office in Central West Palm Beach. But the best way is to contact us at info@blackchamberpbc.com. And I'd be remiss if I did not share that we are on all social media platforms. Very engaging there, so they can check us out or contact us through those social media platforms as well.
Well, I'm going to give you a chance to brag about the Ascension Award, because you know that's very sensitive to me. Some of the winners, and I just want you to maybe mention one or two, what they're doing and how they're, what has been their success from probably, I guess, last year. So I'm going to give you a chance to brag about some of the successful Ascension Award winners.
If from this year or from any year?
You tell me. I'm going to let you pick the poison.
Okay. Well, for this year, I would say... we had MD Home Health. Actually, we had two healthcare entities that took top honors this year. And so they're doing some great work in, healthcare and specifically for caregivers. But along the way, we've had, goodness gracious, we have celebrated 70 over 70 businesses and business professionals. But I would say BDS, Productions and Caterings, has come a long way. That some may remember Chef Boris Seymour, who now has a storefront in West Palm Beach. That's a very good success story. But we have so many that it's hard to remember. I didn't prepare for that question. So, readers can also on our website, there is a gallery for this year. And then we do have galleries going back through the years, but they can see the full list of this year's honorees and past honorees.
Thank you. I know that was a loaded question, but I had to throw it in there because I know a lot of the listeners say, okay, I get involved. How am I going to do business? What does the businesses in there indicate? So by explaining that to them a little bit better, I feel that that's a good answer, even though you felt you was not prepared. You gave a great answer.
Well, I do want to add that Ascension, the honorees are nominated by our members. So I do want to make that clear. It's not the chamber team. It's not an inside group that picks those honorees. Each fall, we send communications through all of our mediums inviting our members to nominate a business, a young professional, a corporation. And it's through those nominations that we have a selection team made up of previous honorees that reads through those nominations and then selects those finalists. So, I do want to make that clear. If anyone is interested, they need to be on the lookout for those call for nominations. And so that is how the nominees and the finalists are put forth by our members.
Okay. By our members. I heard that piece. So as I stated earlier, we were running out of time and we have done just that. We ran out of time. So I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank you for your support. We look forward to working with you. We know that you're doing some great things. I'm looking forward to some of the workshops evolving around AI and, of course, cybersecurity. Thank you for the opportunity that you gave to my old company back in the day by being part of your technology team. So thank you again. I look forward to seeing you at the next Ascension Award, if not sooner. God bless and have a great day.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
Taking care of business. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.